Good morning, we're starting Klach of Zion. So the Chayyadim in Simon Aleph talks about the appropriate time to daven Tefillah Shacharis. So there's this man, which for Kriyashma, but actually there's a different time when we calculate what is the appropriate time to daven Shacharis. We know that a person can daven Shacharis already, actually Shemoneh Esrei, from the time called Elos HaShachar. But the Chachil, he should not daven Shemoneh Esrei till after sunrise. How late can you go? A person should not. It's also to push off Shacharis. The latest a person should daven Shacharis, which means completing the whole Shemoneh Esrei. A person should not do that beyond one third of the day. Shem Dalet shows to fi Arech Hayomim. If you would divide the day into 12 parts, so one third of 12 is 4 hours. So till the end of what's known the fourth hour of your day, a person should not daven Shacharis beyond that. And it's also to push it off past that time. Now, we calculate these hours, not hours based on the 24-hour clock, but according to the length of time of the day. For example, if the day was 15 hours long, we would divide the day into 12 parts, and each hour would be, each 12-hour period is going to be 75 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes, because there's an extra 3 hours divided by 12. 3 hours is 180 minutes. Divide 180 by 12 is 15 minutes. So Shlish Hayom is going to be 15 hours. One third of that is going to be 5 hours. So 4 hours will be 4 1/12ths of that period of time is 5 hours. Hemnik Royim shows Zmanios. When we refer to what's known as shows Zmanios, hours calculated based on the length of time of the day, that's the name which we give to this idea of dividing the day into equal parts, 12 equal parts, depending on how long the length of the day is. The day is short, so we divide the day into 12 parts also, and therefore the period of time of Shlish Hayom, one third of the day, is going to be shorter. For, let's say, for example, that the whole day was only 9 hours long, so Shlish Hayom is going to be 3 hours. Now, why is this that we should not be ma'acher to put a push off Shacharis beyond one third of the day? Shetilas Shachar he neged korban tamid. The Gemara says that the davening Shacharis corresponds to bringing the korban tamid in the morning. Davening mincha corresponds to bringing the korban Tumid in the afternoon, and Marav corresponds to the parts of the Karbonus of the Tumid which can be placed on the Mizbeach throughout the night. The Shacharis corresponds to the Karbon Tumid of the morning. They never pushed off bringing the Karbon Tumid later than one third of the day. So therefore, Shacharis, which corresponds to that time, should not be later than that. This calculation, that we calculate the day into 12 parts, we don't calculate from sunrise to sunset, but rather we calculate from Elos HaShachar, and let's assume he means from Elos HaShachar until Tesis Kechavim. Now the Vilna Gaon holds that you'll calculate Shel Zmanius and these calculations from sunrise to sunset. So according to the Vilna Gaon, when we say you have 3 hours of Daven Shema, I mean the Zman Kriya Shema would be 1/4 of the day from sunrise to sunset. Tefillas HaShachar will be 1/3 of the day from sunrise to sunset. According to the Magen Avraham, and the Chayyadim is passing like the Magen Avraham, we calculate these from Elos HaShachar until Tesis Kechavim, and we give the person, so that gives you more time in the day, but you're starting that much earlier. So the Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema will be earlier, and Zman Tefillah will be earlier as well. Now, the earliest that Zman Tefillah gets, let's say for here in Silver Spring, Maryland, the Zman Tefillah, which means the time of the Daven Shachar, is, i.e., one quarter of the day, the earliest that gets, according to the Vilna Gaon, which calculates from sunrise to sunset, is about 10:07. However, if you calculate from Alois until Tzeis, it's going to be actually earlier than that, and by about a night, about the earliest the time it will get will be about 9:40, or 9:35, 9:40. So a person should not be davening Shacharis. It's also to be ma'achar, the davening Shacharis, beyond that time, and this applies to Shabbos as well. So even if a person davens by minyan or davens later on Shabbos, they should be aware that they want to complete Tefillah Shacharis before this period of time. Have a good day.